A warm welcome to today's talk. Still the first weekend in October. Now, I'm going to be sharing with you some of my vaccine-based information today, and we'll be looking at certain well-known individuals that you may have heard of and look at their vaccination status. Now, first of all, in the interests of full disclosure, here is mine. So this is my COVID vaccination record. As you see, 18th of February 2021. That was my first dose. That was Pfizer. 7th of May 2021. That was my second dose. That was another Pfizer. Then 27th of October. That just says I was sent an invitation. That I don't know why that's there. Probably someone gets paid for it being there. That's the most likely explanation for that. 20th of November 2021. That was my third dose, my booster dose, immunisation course to maintain protection against SARS coronavirus 2. So that was my last dose there, 20th of November 2021. What's this? Seasonal influenza vaccine given by pharmacist situation. Oh, yeah, I had a flu jab last winter, 4th of January 2022. That's there twice for some reason. And then I've been invited for a COVID and influenza vaccine as well, although the invitation for the COVID vaccine is not there. So there you go. That was my last vaccination for COVID. That was on 20th of November 2021. There you go. Full disclosure. That was my vaccine status straight off my NHS app. So my last vaccine against COVID was the 20th of November 2021. Now I have been sent an invitation for a fourth dose, but my last dose that I took was the 20th of November 2021. Now some individuals that you might find interesting to look at their status, and this is public domain, so I'm not breaching any confidentiality. And the first one's quite interesting. The first one is the Pfizer chief executive officer. Now, he's recently tested positive for COVID for a second time. This was the headlines. And this is taken from Reuters, so a very reliable news agency. And I've just put a note there to remind myself that my last COVID vaccine was on the 20th of November 2021. So, heck, getting on for a year ago, isn't it? Anyway, that was my last one. Now, of course, talking about my vaccine status is nothing to do with yours. I'm not telling you what to do in any way, shape or form. I'm just, it's just me self-disclosing. Now, Chief Executive Officer Dr. Albert Bourla, 60 years old, so at moderate risk of a more severe disease. Saturday, this is last Saturday, this is a week ago, tested positive for COVID-19. Now, this is a direct quote. I'm feeling well and symptom-free. So, excellent. I'm delighted he's having a symptom-free episode of SARS coronavirus 2 infection. Let's hope it continues, and we wish him a full recovery, of course. Now, August, he contracted COVID, and he had an oral course of Paxlovid last August. Again, this is all public domain information. So Paxlovid last August, tested positive last weekend. And now this is having received four doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. Now, my first two doses were Pfizer. At the time, my first dose really should have been Oxford-AstraZeneca, but I just got the end of a batch. So I had Pfizer. And my third one in 20th of November 2021 was actually Moderna. There was no choice in the matter. You just got what you were told when you pitched up. But as I said, I haven't had one since then. So anyway, he's had four doses of Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine and tested positive last weekend. He hasn't yet taken the new bivalent booster because he said he was following CDC guidelines to wait 3 months since my previous COVID case, which was back in mid-August. But now he's had another COVID case, so I guess he'll wait for another 3 months correctly. No argument with that at all. Now, I was going to show you a picture of Dr. Bourla from the Reuters from the Reuters article, but I think there might be copyright issues, so I don't think I can show you. But you can Google him. There's plenty of pictures of him. well, photographed man. Now, the Pfizer, the Reuters article said this. This was interesting. Chief Executive Officer attends a discussion. This was under the photo of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, 25th of May, 2022. So that was the picture I'm not allowed to show you. So it was when he was attending the World Economic Forum. Now, I'm not being disingenuous here. I actually don't know much about the World Economic Forum, but I must say I'm a bit niffed, to put it mildly, that I haven't been invited. It's almost as if it's for esoteric people to go to. Not the hoi polloi like you and me. Not the common riffraff like me. I don't get invited. Now, no one's saying there's an elite manipulation going on here. Of course not. But it just seems strange that that Reuters saw fit to pick out that picture. If you know more about this Davos thing, do tell me. I mean, as I say, I'm not being disingenuous here. I genuinely don't understand the economics, but it does seem a bit strange that elitists huddle together. And that makes me feel a bit uncomfortable, as you've surmised. Now, next person we're going to discuss their status of is a resident of Pennsylvania Avenue. Mr. Biden is 79, therefore pretty high risk if he gets, potentially at high risk, being in the older age group. Now, he tested positive on the 21st of July for COVID-19. And he's also had four vaccines. So he's fully vaccinated and two booster doses. So fully vaccinated, two booster doses, and tested positive on the 21st of July 2022. Now, this is a direct quote. Fauci tests positive for COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci, of course. That's a direct quote from CNN I'm quoting in this instance. He tested positive on the 15th of June. Dr. Fauci is 81, so pretty high risk category. It would have to be said, potentially in the high-risk category. He's director of something called the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, chief medical advisor to the president, of course. And he's fully vaccinated and had two booster doses and also had a course of Paxlovid. So here we see three people who've had four doses of vaccine each, don't want that, who've had four doses of vaccine each and yet still have tested positive. Now, of course, this is a, to put it mildly, a non-representative sample, of course. And we have to be careful because the YouTube community guidelines here, which we have to abide by, efficacy of vaccines, content claiming that vaccines do not reduce transmission or contraction of disease is not allowed. So clearly I'm not claiming that vaccines do not reduce transmission, and I'm not claiming that they don't prevent the contraction of disease. I'm just pointing out three individuals who are a completely non-random sample and therefore not representative of the public as a whole, but quite interesting. And you now know my vaccine status as well. And I've been sent a reminder to come and get a booster, partly because I'm old, partly because I've already revealed. I don't know. You probably have too much information about me, but I've already told you I'm on blood pressure meds until I can try and improve my lifestyle a bit, working on it. But I haven't had another vaccine since that one in the 20th of November 2021. Not telling you what to do, of course, absolutely emphatically not. I don't know you. You have to make your own decisions, but that's when I had my last one. So there we go. That is full disclosure about me and those other individuals that are in the public domain, which I found really quite interesting. So if you do know what this Davos thing is, do tell me, because I do find it genuinely curious. I might get around to looking it up myself, but let me know your thoughts. It surprises me, really. I get a lot of comments per video, and I don't have time to read them all, but I do spend about 10-20 minutes a day on them. And the caliber of, obviously, get some drivelling head cases and vindictive people, obviously. First of all, I don't remove comments unless I think they're particularly dangerous. So that's the only time I'll remove them. Or sometimes if they're offensive to other, I don't mind people being offensive to me, but if they're offensive to other people, I'll sometimes remove them as well. But apart from that, the calibre of a lot of the comments, again, is very, very high. So well worth reading through the comment section of these videos. You get some very highly informed comment. Really, really quite insightful very often. So well worth having a look. Anyway, that's us for now. I've had 3 vaccines. Been invited for another one. But my last one was on the 20th of November 2021. And I'll keep you updated, and thank you for watching.